Welcome to the Bible Truth Podcast with Ron and Tim Reynolds, pastors and Bible teachers. Pastor Ron and Pastor Tim combine for more than 70 years of teaching and preaching God's Word. Listen now as they share the eternal truths of the Bible.
Well, in our last session, we dropped off at, verse 10. So let's begin at verse 11 in Proverbs chapter 3. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:11, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction." Now, the subject changes to a child of God that needs to be corrected by his heavenly Father. And when it says here in verse 11, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord," it means when God gives you, let's put it in terms we can understand, when God gives you a whipping, and if you've been saved very long, you know what I'm talking about. Because when we get out of fellowship with God and do not do what we ought to do, God will chastise us. He will correct us to get us back on the course that he has for our lives. And so we shouldn't despise that when it happens. Listen, if you can not read your Bible, you say you're saved. You say you know that you're going to heaven when you die, but you do not read your Bible. You do not go to church. You pray just occasionally, maybe when you're in trouble. And your life goes just wonderful, and you don't have hardly any problems, and everything's sailing right along. You know what your problem is? You're not saved. That's right. You know why? Because the Bible says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth." So I guess God doesn't love you if you can not go to church, even though the Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together," and you don't study God's word, and the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God," and you don't pray, and the Bible says, "Pray without ceasing," and you don't witness, and the Bible says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You're not obeying anything God says, and yet your life is just fine. Well, it may seem to you that it's fine, but let me tell you something. You will not have God's blessings. Look at this. It says in verse 12, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth." Now, that's talking about a father-to-son love. There is the general love of God for all of creation, all right, for all of humanity. But this is speaking of a specific love between a father and a son, and in a spiritual sense, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become sons of God. Now, ladies, don't be disturbed by that, because it just simply means a child of God, all right? And so what it's saying here is if the Lord loves a believer, and that believer gets out of kilter with God, out of fellowship, God will correct them. And it says here, "Even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth," which comparison there is between an earthly father that his son doesn't do what he's told, and the father does what he's supposed to do. He corrects his son or his daughter, whatever the case. Why? Because he delights in them. He loves them. God does the same with us. We're his children. We're his children by faith, and he expects us to obey him, and when we don't, he corrects us, and he has a lot of different ways of doing it. He can take everything that we got to get our attention. I mean, if we are bullheaded and determined to do things our way instead of God's ways, and yet we are his child, he'll not let us get by with it. He'll correct us. And that's what the Bible's teaching here. Now, notice, please, verse 13. "Happy or blessed is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Now, I think it would be profitable for us right here to know the difference between wisdom and understanding. Now, here's the way I see it. You have four words that are mentioned in this chapter, and you find them in a lot of the book of Proverbs. You have knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and discretion. Those four things. Now, I believe that the Bible is teaching in the book of Proverbs that everything begins with knowledge. You've got to know something. You've got to have an awareness, just like you've got to know the Word of God before you can exercise wisdom. All right? And so knowledge is followed by understanding. Have you ever read a book that was highly technical and you got nothing out of it because you didn't understand a thing? I mean, you read it. You had some knowledge that went into your brain, but you didn't really understand it. All right? So you got knowledge, and then you have understanding that's necessary. You need to understand what you've just learned. All right? Then that's followed by wisdom. Now you need to ask for God's wisdom in regards to what you have learned and what you have understood. Now you've got to apply what you have learned and understood, and you're going to need wisdom to do that. And then wisdom is followed by discretion or discernment. All right. So you ask God for wisdom. What shall I do here? And then the Lord will let you know what you ought to do, either through His Word or somebody else, or in some way He'll let you know. Then you are discreet. You discern which choice to make. So knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and discretion is all found in the book of Proverbs, and really in the Word of God. You'll find these words many times. Now let's relate it to verse 13. Happy or blessed is the man that findeth wisdom. All right, which he already has knowledge and understanding, but now then he's found wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Well, you can't make a wise decision unless you understand what you have learned. Now, I don't want to confuse you here, but that's basically what it's saying here. You'll be blessed when with wisdom and understanding, the Bible is saying here, happy is the man that has these two. All right? Now look at verse 14. Here is the reward for that. For the merchandise or profit of it, of what? Of having wisdom and understanding, is better than the merchandise or profit of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. So you're better off having wisdom and understanding than you are having a lot of money. That's what the Bible's teaching here. Now then, we see that wisdom is personified in the feminine gender. And I've read several commentaries on Proverbs, and most people say, well, it's just, you know, God, the Holy Spirit could have told Solomon to say he as well as she, but he didn't. So I believe that it's in the feminine gender for a purpose. And so here it is, verse 15. She, what is she? Well, I think it's regarding wisdom. I think that's the main subject we're dealing with here. She, or wisdom, is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Notice that, the feminine gender. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life. Now, let's go back to verse 15. Why is this scripture prefaced with the word she and her? Well, here's what I believe is going on here. I believe that wisdom is personified in the feminine gender to reveal that wisdom, like a woman, can reproduce other things in our life that will bless us. A man doesn't reproduce. Now, he helps in the reproduction process, but it's the woman that births the baby, all right? And so I believe it's saying here, and using she and her and whatever, in order to show us there's a lot of things that can be birthed from having godly wisdom. And I believe that's what that's why we have it in the feminine gender. Verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire not to be compared. You can't compare earthly things or tangible things to wisdom, is what it's saying. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. So if you want to have real riches, spiritual riches, the riches of God, then you need to have godly wisdom. And godly wisdom is given to those who ask for it. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, the Bible says in the book of James. And then it says her ways, verse 17, the ways of wisdom, are ways of pleasantness. When you have godly wisdom and you make decisions based upon the wisdom that God has given you, you're going to have a pleasant life. That's what it's saying. And all her paths are peace. You're going to have a peaceful life. She's a tree of life. What's a tree of life? Wisdom is. Godly wisdom. And I always want to explain that. Not worldly wisdom, not human wisdom, but godly wisdom that comes from God. And if you have it, wisdom is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. So the Bible is saying here, if you'll get a hold of wisdom, godly wisdom, and ask God for it, that you'll be happy, and if you'll just retain her. Don't ask for godly wisdom and then never ask again. Matter of fact, I think it's wise to ask. It's wise to ask for God's wisdom every day. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. That shows you the power of wisdom. And by his knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. It's simply saying here that God blesses because of his great wisdom. My son, let not them, and them evidently is referring to wisdom and understanding. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. I've already explained what these meant. So keep them, sound wisdom, not unsound wisdom. And the only sound wisdom is the wisdom of God. So shall thy life be unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Again, you'll have it inwardly and outwardly. You'll be blessed inwardly and outwardly. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely. So you'll have a life of the protection of God, and thy foot shall not stumble. You'll have not only a safe life, but you'll have a stable life. And a lot of people do not have stability in their lives. But if you have God's wisdom, you can have it. Verse 24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. This is saying that if you have godly wisdom, you'll have contentment, you'll sleep like a baby, you will live a peaceful life. And I know there's exceptions. Sometimes we don't sleep well, but as a rule, it's speaking here God's blessings of a peaceful life if you have his wisdom. Be not afraid of sudden fear. So if a crisis comes along, don't be afraid, all right? Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. It's simply saying here that if you have God's wisdom, you'll keep your cool when a crisis takes place. Verse 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence. If God be for us, who can be against us? And shall keep thy foot from being taken. Now I'm going to stop right there in this session. It simply means here that God is going to protect you as well. So we'll pick it up in verse 27 in our next session.
You've been listening to the Bible Truth Podcast with your host pastors, Tim and Ron Reynolds. They can be contacted on the Mount Vernon Baptist Temple Facebook page, or you may send Pastor Tim an email to timrey1@hotmail.com. Or if you prefer, mail correspondence to Bible Truth Podcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Again, that's Bible Truth Podcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.